Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You guys may know John Mellencamp. He's a singer-songwriter. You'll know his songs. Most of you will. They're amazing. They're songs that you can sing along to instantly. You may not even know that he's the writer of the song, but he's really, really, really good at music. John Mellencamp has also been very outspoken about politics. And a lot of his political statements he's made over the last several years have turned out to be, I think it's fair to say, disastrous if you look at the stats. He's a guy that's hardcore anti-Trump, for example, right? He's a guy that loves Joe Biden and Bidenomics and thought that the world was going to be in a better place if Joe Biden was elected. Now, look, if you're going to make political statements, then you should expect to take some heat when you're wrong. You should expect to take some heat even when you're right. It's part of my job. I have people. It's now become so regular, and it's sad. We don't have a lot of decency left in society with some people. Everywhere that I travel now, I expect somebody to say something to me or to give me the finger or to cuss me out. It's become a weekly event. I'm going to have more about this in just a second. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. For 10 years now, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Why would you care about that? Because Big Mobile is giving big donations right now to hardcore leftist causes, organizations, candidates. Those include Planned Parenthood. If you're like me and you're tired of giving your money to corporations that are literally fighting against your family values, then switch to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my cell phone in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know with every text and with every phone call, I'm standing with a company that protects my values, but also gives back to what I believe in. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech. You're supporting religious freedom. You're supporting and advocating and donating to protect the sanctity of life in this country. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. We're talking about causes like protecting our Second Amendment rights, supporting our military, our veterans, our wounded warriors, and our first responder heroes, just to name a few. Is switching easy? You better believe it. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now, keep your same cell phone, or upgrade to a new one. Plus, Patriot Mobile also is going to give you free activation right now when you use the promo code BEN. All you got to do is call them. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Get rid of that woke phone company you have right now and switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. All right, now, I was on a plane to New York City to host Outnumbered on Fox News Channel. And this was yesterday. And there was somebody on the plane that mouthed off. And I just smile and grin because I don't care. And I'm not going to get into an argument on a flight like that. Like, that's not what I want to do, right? So I just hope that's all right. You got that off your chest. I hope you feel good about yourself. You had your moment. I don't give you a reaction. I smile and grin. Guy sitting next to me looks at me. He's like, dude, what was that about? I'm like, I work in TV and politics. And I said, welcome to America. Now, we've lost all civility. Now, here's the part that makes me laugh about these rich, entitled individuals like John Mellencamp. They believe that they should be able to spout out on stage to you and write lyrics about how you're an ignorant, white trash, dumb A, redneck if you voted for Donald Trump, and you're supposed to just take it. And when they get it wrong, right after they make money off of mocking you and society and flyover country, and then someone in the audience decides to fight back or make a comment, they can't handle it because they are dictators on stage, right? They're not, it's not a democracy to them. It's my show. I'm famous. You're a minion. You're a peon. You're the one that paid $120 for that ticket. Shut up and sit down. And I want you to hear John Mellencamp. He did an interview about a year ago with Dan Rather, who still does these sit-down interviews with Axis TV. And I want you to hear what he had to say about politics, because I think it's important for you to hear this and put it in perspective with what happened at his concert last night. Listen.
Writing songs that resonate with what some people call, quote, conservative America, or reactionary America, people on the right-hand side of the political spectrum. But were you ever worried that your lyrics or the songs might cost you something in the marketplace? Or did you ever think about that?
I am the most liberal person you know. I told Obama to his face, I said, man, you're just not liberal enough for me. And this is when he was running for the first time. I think it was in Boston. They had the Democratic National Convention, and I played at the convention.
I remember that.
And he gave that great speech, and I was talking to him, and I just said, hey, man, you're just not liberal enough. And, you know, so if I am relating to conservative listeners, they're not listening to the songs. You know, if your goal is to be as big and as popular and as famous as you can be, then you're in a different business than I'm in. That's not my goal. Now, I have, as I will quote my girlfriend, who said to me, John, we've already both been to the moon. We don't need to go there again. And she was right. I've been to the moon, and I found a bunch of deadbeats up there. I don't need to go back.
So that's the mentality of John Mellencamp, right? Anyone that disagrees with him is a deadbeat. Everyone that disagrees with him is an idiot. If no one can be liberal enough. So fast forward to last night. There was somebody in the audience that was calling out John Mellencamp for some of his political statements. And this guy's political, making political statements on stage. And then someone fights back and he doesn't like it. And so this is what he says and this is what he does. Listen, it's amazing. Now, the guy just yelled, hey, man, just play some music. In other words, stop your politics up here. I came to see you play music. Just play some music. John Mellencamp looks down at the guy.
What do you think I mean, Jimmy, you sucker? Now, here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't f***ing know me. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show.
Find this guy and let me see him after the show. You hear that? You don't know me. Calls him a you-know-what sucker. And he says, you don't know me. Find me after the show.
Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home.
I can stop this show right now and just go home. Now, this is liberalism. It's derangement. It's Trump derangement syndrome, right? Oh, I can espouse my politics and tell you why you're wrong, but if you say something back to me about just playing music and stop being a tool, right, because I didn't come here for a political speech, then this is the threat, right? Like, you minions out there, you worthless Americans who've made me rich and famous, I'm so rich and famous now, I actually don't have to deal with you. I don't have to deal with you, man, right? Because I'm John Mellencamp, and I can look at you and call you a blank sucker and tell you I'll see you after the show. So, oh, it gets better.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go.
So there you go, right? Since you guys have been so wonderful, since one of you got out of line and didn't like my politics, I'm going to cut 10 songs out of the show to punish you, the people that pay me. But again, I'm so rich. I'm so wealthy. I'm so famous. I'm so above you. And you people that buy my tickets are beneath me. I'm going to cut 10 songs out of my set. How you like them apples? Oh, he's not done. Keep listening.
A little bit. Show's over.
There it is. Stops a song, mid-song, about Jack and Diane, and says, you know what? Show's over. When I tell you that liberals are the most intolerant people that I've ever met, this is just another long list of the examples of just how intolerant the left has become. And when they get it wrong, and you tell them they get it wrong, or you tell somebody, hey, can you just shut up and play music, basically? Like, I'm not here for your politics, bro. You don't know me. I'll meet you after the show. You know what? I'm going to punish the entire audience. I'm going to punish every one of you minions. And guess what? I've already got your money, so I don't have to give you anything else. I'm going to cut 10 songs out of this. And you know what? No, I'm going to start a song that everybody loves. Get you guys to sing along for 5-10 seconds, and then on top of that, I'm going to quit the show. How's that, you blank suckers? This is how intolerant the Democratic Party has become, and even at a concert now, they will go rogue on you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
when I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what happened with John at his concert is really honestly no different than what we're witnessing now in Washington, D.C. with the Democratic Party when it comes to funding for Israel. What I mean by this? Well, the U.S. not only has said to Israel, if you strike back at Iran, you'll do it alone. And the U.S. military says they will not help Israel if they do strike back against Iran. That's number one. But we also know now they won't give the funding needed for Israel to protect and defend itself through Congress without them tying it to other things that the left demands. What do I mean by that? Apparently, we have to fund all of the other liberal agenda items, every single one of them. And if we don't fund them in a big bill together so that everything comes together, right, in a certain way, where all the other pork barrel spending projects of the left, then Israel will be held hostage while they're literally under attack. We also have been told now that House Speaker Mike Johnson announces the House will vote on measures for Ukraine aid and Israel aid. Johnson announcing the plan for the congressional chamber to vote on measures that would provide U.S. aid to countries such as Israel and Ukraine. Now, before you get angry at Johnson, I want you to understand that Johnson's not an idiot. Johnson understands that we need to get funding to Israel, and we may have to make a deal with the devil, meaning the Democratic Party, to get that money to Israel. I'm going to explain all this before you cast stones at him. I just want you to understand there is perspective here on what would happen in the Senate, which is not controlled by the Republicans. Johnson said there will be votes on the measure separately in four different pieces. Now, that's the part that's important for you to understand. Because there's been a lot of people in conservative media that have been overreacting to Johnson's plan, and they don't understand it. I made a lot of phone calls last night to make sure I understood exactly what the plan of the speaker was. So the measure is to, and I'm quoting, measures separately in four different pieces that will cover assistance for Israel. Then another piece will cover assistance for Ukraine. And then another piece will cover the Indo-Pacific, and the other will be about issues pertaining to national security priorities. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said she believes this is the wrong direction, saying, quote, our border is the number one policy issue that voters care about all over the country, she said, so she believes this is somehow wrong. She said everyone is having to pay taxes, right? Tax day was the 15th. Everyone's having to pay their IRS taxes to fund a government that doesn't care about fixing the problems in America, she said. Instead, we're funding endless foreign wars in countries most Americans can't find on a map. The American people, she went on to say, are sick and tired of this. Here's a little bit from the congresswoman who believes that we should just be able to do one thing only at a time. I love the idea. It's also not reality.
What's your thoughts, ma'am?
What is your reaction? I am firmly against the plan as it stands right now. Here's what Republican voters across the country know. They know that Speaker Johnson passed a two-part omnibus that funded Biden's open border, deadly open border policies, funded the DOJ, which has 91 federal indictments against President Trump and wants to put him in jail for the rest of his life, funded the FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago, and gave him a brand new building. Now he's telling Republican voters that he's going to put Ukraine money first, $60 billion, supposedly broken down to make it more appealing somehow, of funding for Taiwan, funding for Israel, and then some sort of national security package that includes the TikTok ban, which, by the way, there's a lot of Republican voters on TikTok, and Republican voters are angry at Facebook and Instagram for being censored and are angry at CISA and DHS for spying on Americans in Facebook and formerly Twitter. This is such a scam and people are so done with it. People care about actions. They're tired of Republicans going out and promising all these promises and saying how we're fighting for America and then sending their hard-earned tax dollars. By the way, today's tax day, April 15th, everyone's having to pay the IRS to fund this government that doesn't care about actually fixing the problems here at home. They just want to kick the can down the road. And people are not going to like any of this. They're going to be angry about it. And I think this is, I think it's another wrong direction for Speaker Johnson in our conference.
Are you going to vote on your motion to vacate in light of this plan?
I haven't decided on that yet, but I just stood in the conference and told basically my entire conference that right there. And I just think this is the wrong direction to go. Our border is the number one policy issue that voters care about all across the country. And the Senate has not taken up a vote on H.R. 2, our border package that we sent over there. They're just demanding that the House vote to fund Ukraine, vote to fund Taiwan, and send more money to Israel, claiming that our military is running out of ammunition. Well, you want to know something? If these people in there cared about our military, why don't we do a separate bill to fund and rebuild our military with ammunition and supplies without having to fund a foreign war to do that?
Ukraine has been a red line for you in the past, and you've said it even recently when you filed the original motion.
I didn't say Ukraine alone. Okay. I said we should not put Ukraine money before our border. And that's what I said.
What is part of your consideration now as you decide what you're going to do here?
I'm telling you exactly what my thoughts are, unfiltered, as I walked out of that conference right there.
You listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and there's a lot that she said there that I agree with. But this is the part that worries me about the Republican Party right now. You don't always get what you want. And we have a government that's set up where when you don't have the majority in the Senate and you barely have the majority in the House, you can't have a dictatorship because there's somebody else on the other side that believes the complete opposite of you in a way. Now, do I believe that we should be giving all this money and all the things that she mentioned? No, I don't. But I also know there has to be some level of compromise. And what's happening now, and this is what I think so many conservatives need to understand, is if you are a conservative right now and you have this 1-2-person majority in the House, you can become very famous very quickly by threatening to vacate the Speaker's office, which is exactly what happened last time to the last Speaker, okay? And Kevin McCarthy. And the amount of press and power, I mean, the amount of press that people like Byron Donalds of Florida or Lauren Boebert of Colorado or Marjorie Taylor Greene have, I mean, Lauren Boebert put this out. Closing the southern border is nowhere to be found. Her response to a tweet that was put out there by Speaker Johnson says, I've spoken with the House GOP conference on my plan to address national security supplemental legislation on the growing security crisis. This week, we will consider separate bills with a structured and germane amendment process to fund our ally Israel. He goes on another list. But again, this is what Democrats are loving about Republicans right now, is that we can't get our act together to get anything done because we have so much infighting, and every time Speaker Johnson has to make a compromise, when you have a slim majority, sometimes you have to make compromises. That's governing. That's governing, folks. And we can sit here and keep getting our brains beat in if we hold the line and refuse to compromise. Because every time that we refuse to compromise on anything, we lose because they have the votes to beat us. So we're losing. That's the truth. Now, we can sit here on our principles forever, and we're going to lose the House. It will happen. Mark my word. Democrats will be in charge of the House before of the election if we continue to act this way. This is the warning.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would love to have a big majority in the House. I'd love to have victories. I'd love for us to be able to dictate to Democrats. I'd love it if every Republican in the House was lockstep with one another. The reality is that's not going to happen right now. We have a slim majority, and that means that the moderate Republicans also have just as much power as the Marjorie Taylor Greens. Or the Lauren Boberts, or the Byron Nelson. Like, if I was in the House right now, I think many of you know me pretty well. I would be more of a hardcore, conservative, principled individual who would be fighting. But I'm also not an idiot. I understand how democracy works and how votes work and how governing works. And sometimes the job, when you get sent to Washington, is to do the best deal you can get for your constituents and not walk around like you're a terrorist. Okay, if I don't get what I want, you're not going to get to be the speaker anymore. Why do you think so many moderate Republicans have quit the House? Because they say it's the most dysfunctional House, it's the most dysfunctional House they've ever seen. No one's getting anything done right now because no one can move because they're paralyzed by a few members. Lauren Boebert is a great example of this, and I like her energy. I really do. The House Freedom Caucus issued a statement expressing support for the prospect of Israel aid while declaring that it would not abide using the emergency situation Israel as a bogus justification to ram through Ukraine aid with no offset and no security for our own wide-open borders. Now, I agree we need to dig in here. The question is for how long? And do you do it indefinitely knowing that you're one vote away from total disaster? And if let's say that we move to vacate, you know, as Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about a second ago, and you get rid of Mike Johnson, who's going to get the job next? Let's say that we give it to a hardcore conservative, right? The people that believe they are the most conservative of all, like Marjorie. You think anybody's going to follow her? She wouldn't win the speaker's vote, so that's done. Byron Donalds, who I like, is that guy going to become the speaker? No. Is he going to get the majority of the votes? No. So that guy's done. Lauren Boebert. Let's go with Lauren Boebert, for example. You think Lauren Boebert is going to get the votes needed to become the speaker? No. So that idea's done. Matt Gaetz. Let's go with Matt Gaetz, okay? Is he going to get the speakership? No. So that idea's done. So who are you going to get? If you're going to replace Kevin McCarthy with Mike Johnson, then Mike Johnson isn't good enough for you. While you have a extremely slim majority, who are you going to get next that's going to be good, right? Like, who is that going to be? Speaker Johnson put out his tweet. I want to go back to this. He said, I've spoken with the House GOP conference on my plan to address national security supplemental legislation on the growing security crisis. This week, we will consider separate bills with a structured and germane amendment process to, quote, one, fund our ally Israel. Two, support Ukraine and its war against Russian aggression. Three, strengthen our allies in the Indo-Pacific. Four, pass additional measures to counter our adversaries and strengthen our national security. Now, there are people that say, well, you need to have something in there on border security. I'm also a realist here. You could pass the most incredible border security bill in history of the United States of America, and it doesn't matter right now because the Senate will not pass it. Because the Senate is run by Democrats. That's the reality. So you can sit here and you can, you can pass legislation to finish the wall. Does it matter? No, because you don't have the votes in the Senate. And we've done this. Remember when we did this like over and over and over again? How many times did we pass the border security funding over and over again when Trump was in office, right? And then the Democrats and the Senate, we had all these fights. Remember all that? Right? You remember when that happened? Like that happened not that long ago, folks. And then it became a procedural process. I'm the most conservative. I just passed it again. I'm the most conservative. I just passed it again. No. I'm the most conservative. I passed it again. That's what happens. Okay. Like that's the ball game, folks. And we did that over and over again. And none of it passed ever. You want to get stuff done? We need to send better conservatives to Congress. No doubt about it. We need to send better conservatives to the Senate. No doubt about it. But if you don't have the majority, it doesn't matter. And even if we got that passed, and let's just say by some, and this is the conversation I have with, because I've been watching this guy since I was 12 years old. I started studying Congress hardcore when Newt Gingrich was the speaker and the Contract with America happened. And it was a brilliant plan to get a bunch of stuff done real early on. It was amazing. Okay? And they did it in 1994. And they came in with an agenda, but they had the votes, and they had enough votes to be able to do it, even while losing some conservative votes. I would love to do another Contract with America. I'd love to come in and have a list. But let's just say that we passed this massive border security bill today. Let's say we did it in the House. And it went to the Senate. And let's say there were some senators that defected from the Democratic Party and voted for it, which they wouldn't, but let's just hypothetically say they would. Then it would go to the president. You think the president's going to sign it? No, of course not. But all of what I just said was a complete hypothetical that would never happen because we don't have the votes in the House to do it the right way, much less the Senate. Now, let me make a comparison here. And this is the full circle. And this is the most important part of what I'm going to probably say today on this issue. Just like I told you and explained John Mellencamp earlier. Right? Guy walks up there. This is what I believe. This is what I demand. Okay, this is what I want. And if you guys in a minute don't agree with me, then I'm going to take my toys and I'm going to go home. Is that any different of a ridiculous stand than what some of the Republicans are doing in the House, right? If I don't get what I want, I'm going to blow up everything here. I'm going to blow up the speakership. We won't have a speaker. We're going to get another speaker. We're going to do this all over again, and we're going to be dysfunctional. Is that any difference of a stance than John Mellencamp? You either agree with me or I quit playing for you. Right? If you don't agree with me, I'm going to take 10 songs off the list. Is that any different than holding hostage on the other side? I mean, both sides can do this, folks. John Mellencamp, let me go back to it. I want to play it for you, okay? This guy yells out, just shut up and sing, right? And John Mellencamp's like, you don't understand. You guys are minions. I'll go home. I'll take my music, my guitar, and I'll leave.
Yeah, real quiet.
Oh. Just play some music, right?
What do you think I've been doing, you sucker? Now, here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't f***ing know me. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show. Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home. Tell you what I'm going to do. Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go. A little ditty. Back, back, down. Show's over.
You know what? Show's over. That's no different than what Marjorie Taylor Greene's doing right now on every issue. You can't govern this way. We as conservatives are getting laughed at by the Democratic Party because we have a majority in the House, and every time we dig in this way, the same exact thing happens over and over and over and over and over again. Okay, over and over and over again, the same exact thing happens. We have four or five people who are holding a legislative agenda hostage on the Republican side. And they have enough sycophants around them that are obsessed with them. They're like, you're doing the right thing. Way to stick it to them. Way to stand up to Johnson. Way to stand up to the Republicans. Way to stand up to all these people that are doing all these things. Way to go. Don't stop, right? Don't, whatever you do, don't stop. You just keep sticking it to the man. Doesn't mean we're winning. Doesn't mean that we're moving in the right direction. Doesn't mean that this is some sort of big success that's happening. I want to be clear. You got to look at what you want, and you got to look at the reality of what you may be able to get. And we are teetering right now on the edge, and I'm warning you, of losing the majority in the House. Now, if we lose the majority in the House, do you know what's going to happen? Do you have any idea what's going to happen if we lose the majority in the House? Democrats will be able to run through trillions more in spending. They'll be able to do whatever they want to do with Ukraine funding. They'll be able to do whatever they want to do on issues like the Green New Deal and green alternative energy. They'll be able to spend us into oblivion. That's what will happen. All because we refuse to compromise and understand that, hey, there's things we want, but in a democracy, you may not always be able to get it. And if we want to get those things, and I want to get them, and I think most of you want to get them, right? I believe that both of us, I think everybody in this conversation wants to get those things. We want a secure border. Then we have to actually support and win and beat the Democrats and have a majority in the House and the Senate with real conservatives. Part of our problem is we've elected a bunch of middle-of-the-road people. We've elected a bunch of average people that we didn't vet who said, oh, I'm a Tea Party conservative. They got to Washington. They actually weren't. That's on us. Like, we screwed that up. But we can't govern the same way that John Mellencamp does with his audience. When someone disagrees, I'm out of here. I'm taking my toys. I'm going home. That's something we cannot do.
Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.